From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. We begin this hour with economic news, both in Washington and on Wall Street. The Dow closed up today, but credit markets are freezing up. Add to that Washington Mutual's seizure yesterday by federal regulators, the largest bank collapse in U.S. history. Coming up, we'll get the latest on the financial markets, but first to the wrangling over a bailout here in Washington. At the Capitol today, meetings continued behind closed doors. Bush administration officials, lawmakers, and their aides are trying to agree on a plan. This after opposition from House Republicans yesterday threatened to derail negotiations. Those Republicans are at the bargaining table today. NPR's David Wellness at the Capitol. He has this report.
Like a coach trying to rally his team at halftime, President Bush delivered a brief pep talk at the White House this morning. It seemed aimed both at Congress and at the shaken markets.
The legislative process is sometimes not very pretty, but we are going to get a package passed. We will rise to the occasion.
A response came on the Senate floor from one of the biggest champions of a financial rescue package, New York Democrat Charles Schumer.
The president must get his Republican House in order by getting the House Republicans in line and asking Senator McCain respectfully to leave town, because without Republican cooperation, we cannot pass this bill.
Democrats blame both House Republicans and GOP presidential contender John McCain's appearance at the Capitol yesterday for derailing what had been touted as a deal on a bailout. They skewered House Republican leader John Boehner for taking a competing proposal to the White House. Today, Boehner came to his own defense.
I don't know what games were being played at the White House yesterday, ganging up on Boehner, but they thought they were rolling me. They were kidding themselves.
House Republicans were nonetheless more conciliatory today. Roy Blunt, the number two House Republican, said he was joining bipartisan bicameral talks to get a deal.
We're going into these negotiations with every intention of having a real negotiation, of having a bill that House Republicans can vote for, and solving this problem and solving this as quickly as we can.
New Hampshire Republican Senator Judd Gregg said it's clear why negotiations got back on track today.
Well, I think anybody who got up this morning and looked at the markets, especially the credit markets, had to take a deep breath and say, this is so serious, we better do something.
Uncertainties linger about the House Republicans' insistence that Wall Street needs a workout, not a bailout, involving tax breaks and private mortgage insurance. Still, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says a deal is coming.
We'll be in as long as it takes, and we hope it doesn't take long, because the markets need a message for us that we're acting with deliberation, and that we understand that time is important.
The aim is to agree on a bill by Sunday or Monday. David Wellness, NPR News, the Capitol.